Some of us may have believed like that too for a long time. But we want to talk today about the resurrection. As we gather today, there's a lot of people in the world, especially those that are Christians, are going to think about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They're going to preach about it. They're going to talk about it. And that's great. I'm thrilled that we have this day that we can talk about those things. Now, I hope you understand that those of us that are members of the Church of Christ, and maybe other, and I know some other people, We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ every first day of the week. Anybody know how we do that? The Lord's Supper. If you see on the front of this table here, it says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And what we're trying to do is to remember not just our sins. That may be a part of it, but that's not the greater part in this. It is to remember the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made upon the cross for us. It is to remember what He did there for all of us. And also, I think it's to help us to remember the resurrection that we have been promised. Now, we don't have it now, but it is a promise to us. And we're going to look at that. That's a part of what we want to look at today, is that promise that God has made to us that He will raise us up. And I think we need to know that. We need to be assured of that. And so that's what we want to look at today. Here is Jesus Christ, the one that came to this earth. We have the Lord's Supper here to remind us this. And I think some people say, well, you know, if you take it that often, it loses its meaning. I don't think so. I've seen people look at pictures of grandparents and people that are already dead and gone, and they look at that picture as though it's the greatest thing that ever was. It doesn't cause them to forget about them when they see the picture. It causes them to remember that. And I hope that the Lord's Supper today causes you to think about Jesus Christ and His resurrection and what He's done for us. Think about God and what God has done for us in giving us all the things that we have. Now, what we want to do is look at this just a little bit, if I can remember which button to push here. They shouldn't give a preacher something with three buttons. We could go wild with this. Now, look at this. We need to understand this idea of the resurrection, and that it gives us a hope. But the resurrection is the thing that gives us such a blessing and such a hope. It gives us a hope that this world is not everything. That the world that we live in, because of the pain and the heartache and all that, it's not just in this world that we have hope. It is after this world that we have hope. We have a great hope. We have a great trust in it. Jesus' resurrection is that thing that helps us to see. And really, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest event in all of the world, in all of the history. It's greater than anything else. And we've got to realize that. And I want to suggest some things to you. And I want you to think about these things just a little bit. When I was looking at this, I thought, I hope nobody misunderstands what I'm trying to say here. But I want us to recognize that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is greater than even creation. When God, in Genesis 1 and verse 31, had created everything, He looked at everything and He said, "It's very good." He said, "Everything that I've created is very good." Not just good, but it's very good. And so that was a great thing. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ is greater than that. It's greater than all those things. Now, look at this. And think about this one here. It is greater for us than the Son of God coming down to this earth and living in a fleshly body. Now, think about that just a little bit. I hope nobody misunderstands that. Jesus did come. And some people want to look at Him as a little baby in a manger, and that's all they want to see. They want to see Him as a great teacher. And that's good. But until you see the resurrection of Jesus Christ, until you believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, your Christianity is not going to be full. You're not going to realize how important what God has done, how important a thing God has done for us in the resurrection. What He's given to us, how He's blessed us. By giving not just His Son to come and to teach us, that's a great thing. But teaching is a part of it. What we've got to do is listen to the teaching and follow the teaching. That's the important thing. It doesn't make any difference if He came to this earth and if He taught. Are we going to obey it? What benefit are we going to get out of it? It is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Listen at 1 John 1, or John 1, verses 14 and 16. John was one who was, he wanted people to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Now, listen to this. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. He came to this earth and we saw Him. We knew who He was. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. Now here's this one. We saw Him. We saw the glory. We heard His teaching. We heard all those things. And how wonderful that was. John, and this is talking about John the Baptist, bore witness of Him. And he cried, saying, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.'" Showing how important it was with Jesus Christ. And then verse 16, "And of his fullness we have all received a grace to grace." A grace for grace. That means we need something that's wonderful. You know, the grace of God is a great thing. But what about a double portion of the grace of God? What about a double portion of what God has for us? His mercy, His love, His peace. What about a double portion of that? That's what He's talking about here. We have that and it's given to us. This idea of Jesus Christ coming to earth and coming here, but that's one thing. But Him dying for us on the cross is one of the great things. Do you know Jesus Christ's resurrection is one of the greatest demonstrations of the love of God? I mean, God could have sent His Son and He could have come down and told everybody this was His Son. But listen, He didn't just do that. He said, "Listen, I want to show you how much I love you. I want you to understand that." We see that in John 3 and verse 16, where it said, "God so loved this world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him." And that's not just that, okay, I believe that He lived. I believe that He was on this earth. But that is a belief in Him and a trust in Him that He is going to guide your soul and help your soul be the right kind of person. And He is going to raise you up from the dead. When that old body is put in the grave, He's going to be there one day and you will be raised. How wonderful it is to know that. Listen to how Peter put this in 1 Peter 1 and verse 3. "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us," has given us this birth, "again to a living hope through." Now, sometimes you can take that word "through," move it out of the way, and put "by" in there. Now, listen to this. He has a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's the reason we have the power to be able to talk about the resurrection. It's the reason we have the hope. Now, there's a lot of religious people in this world. There's been a lot of religious leaders. Let me tell you something. They all died, but no one was raised. And no one has promised that you'll be raised. That promise is for those that are Christians. That promise has been given, and it's so significant that we need to understand it. Through the death of Christ, through what He went through on the cross, we have a hope. Now, this hope is not just, I really hope that this thing happened. I hope it works. I hope it's done okay. That's not it. The hope we have is really an assurance. We don't have it, but it's there for us. We don't have it in our hands right now, but it is for us. If we're willing to complete what God wants us to do, we are those people that we can be a part of the resurrection. And it happens because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Do you see how important this resurrection thing is? Do you see how necessary that is for Christianity? I heard a fella, I was reading something this week, and it said, if there was no resurrection, Christianity wouldn't have a basis. It wouldn't have anything to stand on. It's just another good teaching. But it has no end to it. The end for a Christian is to be raised from the dead. Isn't that wonderful to know? And we have that assurance, that hope for every one of us. Everything is there for us. Every time God made a promise to the children of Israel, He completed every one of those promises. God didn't leave one promise out. God didn't say, "Wait a minute, I can't do that. But he did every one of them. Now, please understand, sometimes his promises are conditional promises. They're based on a condition. If you do this, you will receive that. If you do wrong, you're going to be punished for that. If you do right, you're going to be blessed for that. Now, that's what God said, and that's what God's done. He has never, ever made a promise to the children of Israel that he didn't fulfill. Now, let me tell you something. Does that mean that God's going to keep our promises? Yes. We can trust in him. We can depend upon him because he's one that has sacrificed so very much for us. He sacrificed his son to show us. See, the resurrection is showing us that God loves you, that God wants you to be with him, because that's what he's going to do. He's going to take this spirit that we have, and we don't know what we're going to be like. We don't know what kind of body we're going to have. And I don't even worry about that. That's God's business. I just need to make sure I'm prepared for the resurrection. My resurrection. I need to make sure that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is such a great thing in my life. Again, John 3 and verse 16, God's love is manifested to us. It's shown to us. It's shown in such a great way. We need to recognize that we have every reason to believe that there is a resurrection. Now, listen to this passage, Romans 8 and verse 11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, if that Spirit, and it's not talking about some kind of thing that's just going to push us and all, but if we have that kind of Spirit within us, that we're going to live like Jesus Christ lived. He said, lived. And he said, listen, I want you to know this. Jesus Christ came to do God's will. He said, my purpose is to do the will of God. Now, that's what our purpose needs to be. If we have that kind of spirit within us, we're going to be those people who are going to be raised from the dead. If it's dwelling in you, you're going to be raised from the dead. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. You're going to have that mortal body. It's going to be changed. It's going to be different. Through his Spirit who dwells in you. Because of that Spirit, because of us wanting to be like Jesus Christ, wanting to live like him, wanting to do what he said, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, if we're willing to do that, we have the assurance of the resurrection. Not just the resurrection of Jesus, but our own resurrection. We will be raised. Now, look at this. Our reward is to face God. Our reward is to see God face to face. Now, if you turn in the book of Genesis, Genesis 33 and verse 20, it talks there about nobody seeing God. If you go to 1 Timothy 6, verses 15 and 16, the latter part of verse 16 there says nobody's seen God. We've never seen him. Well, now how can we believe in him then? How can we trust in him? How can we depend on what he has to say? We do it by faith. Now, it's not a faith that we just kind of hope that everything's okay, that we just kind of feel like everything's okay. But we have the assurance. And a part of that assurance, one of the great things of that assurance, is that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He rose and he gave us everything. Through Christ, we have a wonderful, great resurrection. Through Christ, we are those people that are created. And people have faith in God. How do you get faith? Where does it come from? Is it something that some people get and some people don't get? Is it something that some people can get but other people can't get? I want to suggest to you that God has given us a reason to believe. If you turn to Romans 1, it talks there about some people there that should believe in God. And God says, listen, if you should know, even without a Bible, that there's a God. He said you should be able to look at the creation around you and see that there's a God. And we can do that. We can see now the trees that are budding, in just a short time, the leaves will fall off of them. And we know what that is. We call that fall. Now we call it whatever we want to call it. But there's order in this world. God said, listen, you need to believe in me like the creation. And that's the reason you need to believe, because the creation is there and it shows us that. We need to believe in God because of what the Bible has to say. He's given us His Word. We talked a little bit last week about how that God mentions not only the good about people, but He mentions the bad about people. He tells the truth. He tells the truth about people. He talked about David. He's a man after my own heart. Well, did he sin? Yes. Did he do things that were wrong? Yes. Did he murder somebody? Yes. But look at God. How could David then be a person after God's own heart? Because he knew David would repent and turn from that. We sometimes sin. We do things that are wrong. And sometimes people just say, well, I'm going to give up because I can't do anything right. Well, listen, Jesus Christ will forgive you of any sin you commit. He will blot that out where it will not be remembered against you anymore. He'll cleanse you. He'll make you whiter than snow. He has the power to do that, and He will do that. That's what He wants us to understand. This Word of God that's given to us. In Hebrews, the first chapter, in verse 1, listen to this. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. God spoke to the fathers, and God spoke to the prophets in the past. And God delivered His message to them. It was not a message where they could just think, well, we don't know where it's coming from. They knew it was from God. Now listen to this. Listen to how he goes in the second verse here. Has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. He has spoken to us. Before He talked to the fathers and He talked to the prophets. Now He's speaking through His Son. Listen to what His Son has to say. Remember the words that Jesus told the disciples? When you go before other people, don't worry about what you're supposed to say. I'll give that to you. Now that was the time of miracles. Today we can know how to answer people because we can say, look at what it says here. Look at what it says in the Word of God. Look at the message that's there and there for us. God, through the Word, has given us eternal life. He's given us a way to know which way to go. He's given us the idea of the resurrection and that resurrection of hope. Now, we've got to be people that we want to see God. Wouldn't you like to see God? Wouldn't you like to just talk to Him? Can you imagine people doing that? Well, we go over to the book of Genesis, and here's Adam and Eve, and they're walking in the garden, and they are talking with God. Just like you and I might walk somewhere, and we're just talking to each other about things. God talked to Adam and Eve like that. That's what God wanted. If there was no sin in the world, God would walk and talk with you. But because of sin, we feel like we can't do that. Because of sin, we don't feel worthy enough to do that. And honestly, we're not. We're not worthy enough. But you see, what happens is Jesus Christ comes in and He says, listen, I'll make you worthy. I'll wash you. I'll cleanse you. I'll make you whole. He makes that promise to us. And let me tell you something. As we've already mentioned, God and Jesus Christ always keep their word. And that's something we need to relish in. That they're going to keep their word. We can see God face to face. We can be able to talk to God. I want to see God. I want to talk to God. And God said, you can do that. I'll bring you up here. If you have that spirit of my Son in you, if it's alive and active in you, not just you go to church, not just you sing songs, not just you partake of the Lord's Supper, but if that Spirit of God is in you, that it's going to change you and you're going to live a different kind of life, live a life that's different than the world. The world in our text this morning said they did not know God. Why? It didn't show in their lives. And the world didn't know who God was because of the way they lived. Do you know what? The world knows God because of you and the way you live. That's another reason we need to live in the right way. Now, look at this passage. I know that's a lot up there. I don't mean to put so many things up there, but this is a great passage. Romans 6, a wonderful passage. Here, people are turning away from God. People that have been immersed in water for the remission of their sins, and they're walking away from God. Listen to what's said here, starting in verse 3. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, because of that, because we were those people that were baptized into the death of Christ, this is something we need to understand. Therefore, we were baptized with Him through baptism into death. That like as Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, we also should walk in a new kind of life. A different kind of life. We have to do that. That's important for us, is to live that way and to walk that way. Now, did I do too many? Okay. I had one more, but it's not there, so forget that. Jesus Christ came to die on the cross for us. God sent Him. Today, I want you to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I want you to believe in it more than anything else. I want you to trust in it more than anything else. Because without that, it's going to slow us down in our living the Christian life. It's always going to be a question there. Am I really serving God? Am I really doing God's will? It's not because of what we do. It's because of what He did. Now, please don't misunderstand that. I'm not saying that you don't have to do anything. We have to do some things. Because that's a part of showing that Spirit in us. And if we don't do that, then we don't have that Spirit in us. We don't have the Spirit of Christ in us. We don't have the Spirit of God in us. We show that by the way we live our lives. And we've got to do that. Have you been showing by the life that you live that Jesus Christ is first in your life? Now, sometimes we think about it. But is it something that is really, really a part of your life? Is it the greatest thing in your life? I'm going to tell you, it's greater than anything else. It's greater than anything that we can have in this world.